Rishalmi Tainus, Daf Gimel. We're starting from the Gemara Daf Beis on the Beis. Gemara continues with the Lashon Debraisa we left off yesterday. Amar Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Elazar, and Akasha, state in the Pasik, a Pasik in Tanakh, and Yeshayah, Hanyam Nimkarim Lakasit Tegalu, that Yigmar said you were sold for nothing, Lakhinam, and not for Kesed Tegalu, you're not to be redeemed with Kesed, which basically means that the Klai Yisrael were sent into Golus, because of the, for Avodah Zarah, terrible thing that they did, which is chinam, there's no value, Avodah Zarah is valueless, and the lokes and the golu, they're not going to be redeemed, and they're redeemed even if they didn't do anything good, which means you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to redeem them, even if there's no ma'aseh tovim, there's no tshuva. So you see that the gula is not contingent on tshuva. So it's a kasha. So I'm sure, how could you say that the tshuva is the process, and therefore, without that, it's not going to work? We see it doesn't work. Even without that, it should be yotze. Even without that, you should be able to go out. Without ma'aseh tovim, a little bit tshuva. So therefore, faith the Gemara, what do I do with this pasuk? How could you say your opinion was that only that gula is going to come with tshuva? Without tshuva, there's no this over here. My avilah, what do you do with this pasuk? The Rebbe Moshe explains the kasha. What does it do with this pasuk? You see that tshuva, that gula will come without tshuva, and you said the tshuva is a prerequisite. So I said no tshuva. That's the reason. Look, if it's tshuva, you still need tshuva. It says without staka, without ma'aseh tovim, it's not going to work. That means even without having mamash tzaddikim. What does that mean? Says the Kohen Eder, Levi Kesef, the Galal B'Tshuva, Kesef Tzadikim. That means Tzadikim, the righteous people. You don't need Tzadikim, it's because Tzadikim are the door to be able to, the generation will be redeemed. But everyone has to do Tshuva something. You have to have some level of Tshuva. Even the common folk do Tshuva. That's what, of course you have to have that. Money is referring to those who are Tzadikim, Mamish Tzadikim. As the Kohen Eder explains the Gemara, that those are the people that require, for them, you would have to have a tzaddik gemar to be able to redeem them. You don't need that. That you don't need. I don't agree. You don't need that. But we need to have at least some basic truth. Now, I'm not sure I guess of luck of the other. He's taken at least the pocket of Shura Kesef, the money pouch he took with him, which basically means that there was something done, says the Kohen Eder, again, referring to the Tzadam Tzadikim. They have Maisim Tovim. They themselves could bring the Yeshua just on their own skusim. But even if there's nobody, anything else, even if there's nothing else, there's nobody even, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them away, there's nobody else to daven for Yeshua, a stolen all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could bring the gula for them. It's like, all right, let's go back to the bride. I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm going to go bring the gula, I'll hasten the gula, which means that there's a set time for gula. It's not totally on, again, account. You're not totally on Eitakas, even without tshuva. Whatever the time of the Eibishter says to bring it, that'll be it. So therefore, you see a raya that you don't need tshuva. Once again, my look, my account, what do you do with this pasuk? Once a tshuva, that we said tshuva, called the Ata Armor. That's what you say in the pasuk. Ad Yisrael Masham, Lekar Shem, Lekar Yelot. Tvila Hashem, which means, you don't have to have a great tshuva mamish. As long as you have, there'll be some type of soros to tshuva. There'll be some type of basic feeling. Something without the actual tshuva itself, there'll be enough to be able to redeem the Klai Yisrael, even without just being misur the tshuva, even without the actual tshuva itself. That's the way the Pnei Moshe learns the Gemara. And beyond the tshuva, something will be enough. So the Gemara may have a question for your lady. If you're zoche, then I'm going to go in Akishen. I'll make the gula come quicker. The gula will come. This was the drasha. When your person in Kaiso zoka to it, then even it'll come. I make it even go faster to be when it's destined to happen. But if not, then it's going to be ito whenever it's supposed to happen. Remember, Shua's interview, Shua said, there were less in the pasig, based on the pasig in Daniel, that he asked the question, when is it going to end? And when I said, yes, when it's Shua, he lifted his right hand and his left hand, Shemayim, the source of the world, the source of the strength of the world. Unusual pasig in Daniel, after a period and a half, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove all the power Kaleila, and then he'll come to an end. Stark Rezra, let's go with Jews. With Jews, he's moved away from the Machlokes, and he agreed to Rabbi Yeshua that there must be a set time for this, even without the tshuva. So, in other words, basically, the original Machlokes, whether you have to have the tshuva, Yeshua says, Gula will happen without tshuva, he does this only with tshuva. You have to back and forth of these psukim, but finally come to the pasuk in Daniel. Well, you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it's Kate Bedover, there'll come a time, it'll be the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove himself from here and bring the Geula, bring the Tshuva, Salakil, as he said, he agreed to Rav Yeshua, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Nigal Kai Yisrael, even without Tshuva, based upon these Psukim in Daniel. So he's masking to Daniel, the Salak Yeshua, and he was crying. He didn't have an answer for this, and he accepted it that it will be, like the Rambam is not luck of this thing that a tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the tshuva when it's the right time, even if Klai Yisrael was not zocher to it, did not do something to deserve it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still bring the Geula. So the Gemara, what are the conditions for Geula? So the Gemara, talking about Rambam HaLegal, he saw five things will bring the Geula. Mitoch Tzara, terrible Tzaras, Toch Tzavaka, the crying of Klai Yisrael. The Klai Yisrael will cry, call out and feel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mitoch Tzavaka, Mitoch Tzavaka, Mitoch Tzavaka, Mitoch Tshuva, Mitoch Haketz, so just the end, it'll be a set time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is the time, and Klai Yisrael did nothing to bring it earlier, didn't do Tshuva, didn't do Tefillah, didn't have enough Tzaras, etc. Then Mitoch Haketz will come to the time at the end when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, we'll bring the Geula. That's where they'll come because of that. The Gemara is going to bring Psukim for all these different things where we see that it brought it earlier. Where do we see the things come? Where do we see these five things are predestined? Hadaksov, Shait in the Pasik, in Chumish, Yamarabim, who was a Tamaka, I saw Safi, Yamarayim, 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 they cried out. Mitoch Tzara, because it's Tzara, they could not, because Rakh brought the Geula. He cried out. Mitoch Tzara, they cried, and therefore the Geula came. So you see this, that this Tzara brings Geula. Yishmaik, Yamarayim, Mitoch Tzavaka, they cried out. It's going to be because remember the Bersavos, because Savos, you see that each one of these things are mentioned in the Psukim. As I'm telling you, so Mitoch Tshuva, they did Tshuva, because Baruch Hu, they did the Tshuva. So therefore, we had that, because Baruch Hu, Mitoch Hakeikah, so all these things itself were brought down in that whole Parsha, Pasik in Gzeres Shavah, brought down by Rishpin Absarim to the final Geula, by Geulas Mitzrayim, as the Pasik said in Shemos, all these things were Mekuyim, there was Tshuva, there was Tzaoka, there was Chasavos. We together went ahead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that, brought the tshuva, brought the geula, geulas Mitzrayim, based upon all these things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that brought down this end, that all five things were mekuyim. So at the Gemara, you see that all five things that happen, you have to happen until you have the final geula. So at the Gemara, same thing by Akras Hayamim. The end of the day is the same thing. But Salamit Otsara, when he's distressed, Kaisha is suffering. All these are not by Akras Hayamim. Talk about Kates. Come at the end. There'd be a set time or something. Tshuva. There'd be Tshuva in Klai Yisrael. You kill Akma Shem Elokecha. And when you talk Rachma, because we'll have Rachma in Klai Yisrael. Yapkli Hashem Yisrael, Yashvi, Kabitur Yisrael Sechad. Mistok Shkosavos, Tavos Shkosavos. Because we'll remember the Shkosavos. Just like all these five things work together hand in hand. To bring the Geula by Mitzrayim, so to Akras Hayamim, all these five things will come into play as well to bring the Geula. The Gemara said, another Pesach, we see five things, we see all five by twice, and here's a third time. In Oymish, taking the Pasik in Tehillim, Yalam Mazalay Mitoch Tzara, Mishamash Rinasam, what's Mishamash Rinasam? He heard their cries, Mitoch Tzvacha, because the cries. He's come as Briso, what's Briso? Schosavos. Yenokim Grov Kazam, Mitoch Tshuva, because the end will come, the end of set time will come. So again, all these things again are removed from the pasuk. Same thing applies. All these five steps will come in. Bakos Hayamim, the same thing applies. Not only the pasuk that we had in Chumash, but even the pasuk that we have in Chumash in Devar, in Tehillim, where we see in the Tehillim Kuf Vav, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Akras Hayam, the Kates, when it's going to happen. All these five things are mentioned as well. That these things are prerequisites to the Geula happening, these things are coming again, we brought down all these five. So the Gemara, you know, look, it becomes in the Allah, these things will come in, the Tshuva is one of the things that bring, one of the five things that bring the Geula. We have a Maisa, there's a certain person who would always sing with his tongue, he always spoke Lashon Hara, he regularly spoke Lashon Hara. So Gamal Yochanan, came Rabbi Yochanan. Want to know what should I do? I feel terrible. I can't see Simon Lashon Hara. It was regular Sapa Lashon Hara said play motion. He came, what should I do? How do I do tshuva on such a terrible Avera? He sent Rabbi Kanina. I don't know. He asked Rabbi Kanina. I'm a Leogan Zadim. I used the Yoch, Loy Beraisa. Go and regret, first of all, regret whatever you did before. And go be tulin tayra. Be amal and tayra. The ksiv mapir loshen eitz chayim. The cure for the loshen hara, for the tongue, is eitz chayim, which is tayra. The only thing that can be a kapara for loshen hara, first of all, regret what you did, obviously. You have to have feeling, you have to have that you really have kapara, you have to know what to do, you have to go ahead and feel bad at what you did. And then you want to go ahead and learn Torah. Torah is the only thing that could go ahead and be misrape the avon of use of your mouth of what he called the lashon of Torah to go ahead and do that. That's what he told him. So Gemara says back to the idea of again the tshuva being mechaper for tshuva as a prerequisite for geula. Shein the pasuk, he's not looking at the pasuk in Yeshaya. There was a special nevuah that was concerned duma. And he called it out, called him out at night, and said, what do you do? Coming tomorrow, you should do, you want to go ahead, and you want the morning to come? You want the end of the tzaros? You have to go ahead, and he called him up and talked about tzaros. You know, guys are wondering, what should we do with the tzaros? How do we go ahead and undo the tzaros? Masa daimi, raimi, what do we do with the tzaros of Rome? How do we get out of this terrible, terrible punishment, the suffering that Rome brought on us? But I don't know. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. We talks about the Masadume like Kobe say. They called a terrible tribe came. The destruction came that the destroyer of Duma, which will come as the end of Yishmael. That those people who are destroyed are the ones who come at night and destroy them. The Duma is the people in charge of Yishmael, Roman Empire. What do we do with them? How do we go ahead? Quant the Pei Moshe refers to the Reime, refers to the Roman Empire. Others say refers to the Bnei Yishmael, who teamed up with Rome. Pei Maisa Seyev, who Edom shows in the Kurele, called them Sarele. What do we do? How do we bring an end to this terrible Gula? So what's the Pasuk? Elikarim Maseyev, they called out Maseyev. Mayokanon, Elikarim Yaseyev. They called out Hashem because of Seyev. Kaisol called out because of the Navi. And said, because of the terrible nevuah that was given in the hands of the Romans, that was predicted already, the Lashon say, the Lashon of Yeshaya, the Navi of Yeshaya. So where do we do? How do we get out of it? How do we end this terrible thing that the Navi already predicted? So Gemara says, what is he telling us? Where did I come? Where did Hashem come from? Come eat me. Where shall I come? Go ahead. How do I meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu in redemption? Gula. Me Seir, come from Seir. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come at the hands of Edom, and the end of the land will come to go ahead and redeem Klal Yisrael. Will only come and the end of God, and that when they come at the end of their Seir, those in Seir, which refers to again, says the Karban Eda, Ksiv Mizeh Bome Edom, Chomets Begadim Yibitzara. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and take us out of Eretz Seir, will come to Edom and take us out of this terrible, terrible punishment by Yibiraymi that is controlled by Rome. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come out through Tshuva. When I say, maybe Yashuva Levi Yimalachah Adamaykan Allah, when someone says to you, where's your God? Where's your God that you're suffering so much? Why is he coming to save you? I'm a little bit crackled by Edom. Tell him he's in the metropolis of Rome. He's in Rome. That's where he came. He came to join us in Golas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with us in Golas. My time is the Kari Mesir Agakola. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Seir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is in Seir with Klal Yisrael. He went to Golas with us. And we call him to him there. Call him out from Golas. Abish to come from Golas and redeem us. So Gemara says, we have a Braisa that gets us further. Have a brisa. Whenever Yisrael goes into Golus, Goshinim and the Kiddush Shkina goes with them into Golus. Kav Yochol, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu joins them in Golus, doesn't leave them alone. Gemara says, Golus is only goes with them. You have a Golus. Mitzrayim, Ashkina went with them. Ma'atam, where do we see it from? Egloisi, El Beis Avicha, Be Yosem, Mitzrayim, Beis Pyro. I wasn't revealed to your father's house, in Egypt. I was there with their house of Pyro. I was in the house of Pyro with you. I was there together. Says the Pasin, Los Nevua. Where was it come out of the Kosh Baruch Hu was revealed for us? Where was that? It says he came to tell us in the Nevuah that it came to Nevuah by Eli HaKoyen. He told him, he called the Nevuah that I'm come, I'll be with your Kleisel and your children. When Aaron, I come to them, and Aaron and Moshe, I'll reveal to them, I'll be with them together. Now, I'll be where I'll be. I'll be in Mitzrayim. Kosh Baruch Hu, Shkirim. Kleisel was sent into Baal, went to Shechina with them. But if you see it from Shteit in the Pasuk, a Pasuk Yishai, Leman Chim Shalatim Baal, because of your sake, I was sent into Bavel. The Shechin itself went to Kav Yochel, went to Bavel. Because of your sins, you had to go to Bavel. I went with you. You caused me to go there. Because somebody goes, Shechin went to Madai. When Belezer was overthrown by Darius, and he went into Golos and Midian, they went together with them. Matam, where do we see it from? Samti kissing me, Olam. Because I placed my throne in Elam. And Edom and Mada, you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I put my Shekhinah, you went into Golus, and I went into Golus with you into Seir. That's where I went. And I pleaded with you to go there, and that's where I went. I went into that Golus. And when it says, if you claim the God of the you just remove the Golus from you, and there I went to Shekhinah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, went into Golus with you. And that's where I went into that Golus. So the Gemara, and Elam El Madai. Elam is only in Madai, and that's where I was. So I think Mamati, oh, there we say, I'll tell you another Pasik. And in Shushan Abira, Hashem Elam Medina, state in the Pasik, and Daniel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in Shushan Abira. He went with them in Golus Paras, he went with them to Elam, that's where he went. That was the Golus where HaKadosh Baruch Hu went. Another prize, Golus Yavin, Saul went into Golus Yavel, they went into Yavon, the Greece, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu went with them as well. Where did we see that? Batam Amma, Arati, Banecha, Tzion, Abanach Yavon. Satan the Pasik in Zechariah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu steer up the children of Zion, went, Golus Yavon. They went and still shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and did that in Golus Yavon. He was in Yavon in the battle against Greece. He went with them together in Golus Yavon. So the Gemara says, Golus Rami, Golus Shkinimai, they went to Golus Rome, and Shkinim went with them. Matam, Elukar, B'Seir, Gashem, called out from Seir. Called up Messiah, so you see that he went out together in Golus Yavel, that this is where he went to, and he was there, and he went together with them in Golus Roimi, that's where he went to, even the Golus Edom, that's where he was. He went to there. That's where he went there, and that's where he was sent into that Golus. So the Gemara, Mar says, another apostle we bring, with Hashem and Malayla, Hashem is a guardian of the night. What does it mean? It was guardian of the night. What does it mean? Amr Yisrael Yishaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Yisrael said to Yishaya Navi. Yishaya, master, what do we do? We're going to go into this bitter exile. What are we going to do now? How are we going to get out of it? How are we going to get out of this terrible, terrible exile? When it says, Amr said to that Navi, said to Yisrael, wait for me until I ask Hashem. I'll let you know. Because you have to ask Hashem, Kaisa wants to know how they're going to get out of this Golus. So Amalei said to him, what did Hashem say to you? Malila Hashem Elamim. What did Hashem, the guardian of the universe, say? What did Hashem say? Amalei Isaiah said to him, he said to him, I'm Hashem Asabayi Amalayla. Morning is coming, there'll be an end to the Golus, and I'll be there with you together. There'll be night and there'll be day. Amalei Gamalayla, what does he mean, Gamal night? Also at night. Means that after, don't think that Golus Yavin is going to end. Alice Gavion is going to be another night. It's going to be another Golus, which is going to be even longer. Golus Edom, and there'll be another Gamalayla. But Amalayim Gavin, Loshat Masuva, don't think at night it's going to end together. There'll be light for Tzadikim, and there'll be a night for Rishayim. There'll be a night for Yisrael, and there'll be Yom Solom. They'll have a Yom Solom will be on top of Yisrael. They'll be suffering, and the Yom Solom will have on top. Amalayim, when is it going to end? When Hashem is going to end? Finally, bring the Gula after another Golus, another night, another day. Amalayim said today, you must eat whenever you desire. Hashem wants it as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for you. You desire the redemption. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it as well. He wants it as well. Well, when you want it, you come desire it, he'll desire it. What's stopping it? Mara says, Tshuva. I'm going to let Tshuva. Said to me, Tshuva. You do Tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tshuva us. You come to do Tshuva. And when you do Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will end all the goluses, all the nights. It'll be only days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the, when you want it, the Gula Shlema, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Gula, and it'll become to the end. And you'll have the Yeshua. We'll come to Yeshua, we'll come. Matami Amakadishmo, we'll come at the end of light, and then you come at the morning, we'll come. Another part we have with God, Yisrael isn't Tshuva Yom. If the Tshuva would do one day, Miyadah Yoben David Ba. We'll come immediately. One day of Tshuva, he'll come. Miyataima, Hayom and Mikol Tishmo. It says, Hayom, this day. If you hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice, how you do Tshuva on that one day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring you out one day of Tshuva, bring you out of all the goluses, no more Lailas, only days, only Yom, and the Tshuva, everything will end. Zmanahu, one day of Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the end to all of Klai Yisrael's Tzaros. Akul Yom, so Gemara says, another Allah, we don't have to be Yom, you do us in Yisrael's and Tshuva Yom, you want Tshuva, Biyadim, it become a Dhamma, Tama Yom, Gol Yisrael, same thing will apply. Another Drasha by this Drasha, I'm a lady, or Yisrael, Mishab, and Shabbos, Echo, it could be a famous Chazal, Klai Yisrael will keep one Shabbos, Miyad, Oy Ben David, will come right away. One Shabbos alone is equal to all the other mitzvahs of the Torah. Shabbos, Shakul, Lekol, Torah, Tayyar, Mitzvahs, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come, Yom HaShech, Lua Yom, Shabbos Yom LaHashem, Chad Yom, one day, which is one day of Shabbos, Yom HaBeshuvah, V'Nachas, Tisha V'Yom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go ahead and respond, will bring nakas tishavayin, b'shuva nakadisbok. And in that day, in honor of that merit of Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring Kaisul, the ultimate Shabbos in that day, the ultimate rest, Shabbos the Kulo Yom. It'll bring an end to all the tzaras, and it'll be Yom Shekulo Shabbos, and everything will be following that, b'shuva manuka tishavayin, because of the discuss of Shabbos, resting on Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Sparukin, will break all the goluses, all the things over Klai Yisrael, and it'll bring the end of the skus, and Klai Yisrael will be nigal, and be final, the final negulo, from one day alone, will bring everything alone. This will be the end. We'll start the Mishnah, we'll continue from this Mishnah tomorrow.